With over 20 years at the helm navigating financial waters, he's a contributor to the Fox Business Channel and the author of the Best Stocks Now newsletter. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management, and he's here live on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson. And welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. This is Rob Sanford filling in for Bill. It is Sanford and Son Friday as we huddle around the microphones here in the Gunderson Capital Studios, high atop the financial district in downtown San Diego, most commonly and most locally known as America's finest city. A little bit overcast this morning. It's typically the day that we kind of recap Bill's thoughts, give him some time to sequester himself in his secret bunker and diligently work on the newsletter, which will be out in the inboxes of all of his faithful followers across the world, around the world, across the fruited plain, as he prepares to send out that newsletter tomorrow morning. Typically, I am joined here this morning with Stephen Gunderson. Young Stephen is busy this morning with a move. He and his family are moving not too far away, just a little piece down the road. But they're packing boxes and going through all that gobbledygook, getting ready for a move this weekend. So I'm solo today. Again, I'm your host. This is Rob Sanford filling in for Bill. The market is just kind of wonky this morning. It's Friday. Monday in some markets, but this is kind of the close to the rather profitable week of the last 5 or 6 days. The Dow's about 18, is still up over 18. NASDAQ at 49.14, S&P at 20.92. Oil is up about 2.5%. So those that are still looking for profits or profit taking in oil, especially those that jumped in that market $10 or $12 ago per barrel, are doing well. Gold is about flat, and silver is up again today. Silver at one point, about 1.25% up today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. This is Rob Sanford filling in for Bill. Got a lot to talk about today. Lots going on in the market. We have customers all over the world that tune in eagerly, waiting to hear what Bill has to say. And if you're listening today for the first time, let me kind of fill you in on how the week goes on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We start out the week typically on Mondays or Tuesdays in some markets, but Monday, the beginning of the week, and Bill kind of gives his big picture overview, kind of the outlook of what's coming for the week, and then day by day looks at individual stocks, looks at individual sectors, looks at individual segments of the market, and gives his analysis. His analysis is based on a ton of research and work and effort that goes into his daily grind, so to speak, as he sits in front of his computer screens and piles of newspapers and personal research, and of course digging through the results of his app on the Best Stocks Now app. He goes through a lot of different things, and then ranks stocks and ranks sectors and tries to then compute all that stuff, not only electronically, but in his brain, and then put things all together and discusses them all week. And then as we get down towards the end of the week, Thursday afternoon is when you start to see that that glaze in his eyes as the as the wheels start to turn in his brain, as he starts formulating his thoughts, recapping the week and looking forward to the following week, and he's getting ready to write his newsletter, the Best Stocks Now newsletter, that is published electronically and then sent out all over the world to folks who follow the Best Stocks Now newsletter. And so then it's my job, and along with Stephen, we kind of have what's called Sanford and Son Friday. Those of you who are about my vintage will remember the hit show in the 70s with Red Fox, Sanford and Son. And so we kind of coined that, me being Rob Sanford and Steven being the son of a gun, son of Bill Gunderson, and he's our operations manager here at Gunderson Capital Management. We sit in here and talk about everything that goes on around here during the week. We kind of recap some stocks and recap the market and discuss some of those things that that take place around here at Gunderson Capital Management. And we tend to promote Bill a little bit because he has a tough time promoting himself. He wants to talk about stocks and opportunities and areas to avoid in the market, and he's not a he's he tries not to be real self-promoting. He likes to have a radio show that's not beholden to anybody. He wants to be very, very forthright, neutral, and accurate when it comes to reporting on the stock market. And so Bill takes Fridays, sequesters himself in his bunker. We call it the secret bunker. I can kind of see the neighborhood from here where where he has that little bunker downstairs. It's really an office, but we call it a secret bunker downstairs in his house. Sometimes he'll go and sit on his stinky little fishing boat down in the marina, someplace where it's quiet, someplace where the phone isn't constantly ringing, or Stephen and I aren't knocking on the door, or Glenn or Tracy or Claire or Lisa or one of us isn't pounding on the door saying, "Hey, Bill, answer a question for us." And then he sits down and formulates his thoughts and puts together, in my opinion, what is the most comprehensive weekly newsletter in the financial industry with regard to Wall Street and the financial markets and all things investment-wise. Bill really puts out a great product. And the good news is he gives it. Much to my scratching my head, much to my chagrin, he gives it away free for the first 4 weeks to anyone who would like to try it out. And that's what's amazing to me is, if I was him, and clearly I'm not, and he's built a very successful following, I'd maybe give away one, but he gives away a whole month. If folks want to get in on checking out the Best Stocks Now newsletter, and when you get it, it's a good thing. Well, we mail a few of them. We mail a couple of them once in a while to folks that can't get it on their computer, but electronically, it is very rarely under 30 or 40 pages, and sometimes it's as much as 60 or 70 pages. Now, it's not all typing, it's not all just writing and opinion and commentary. There are a lot of pictures, there are a lot of charts, a lot of graphs, a lot of very specific illustrations of what's going on, not only in different sectors and different segments of the market, but also with individual companies and individual stocks, individual holdings, commodities, and a variety of different segments in the market. And so it's an easy thing to kind of scan. You remember when you were a kid and you're trying to do homework and you're trying to study for a test, you wouldn't necessarily read every word. You just scan everything and kind of look at those things which you need to remember. Well, you can do that with a newsletter. Certainly, I love to read his commentary. The first couple of paragraphs, usually two or three paragraphs, kind of puts his thoughts on paper, and then you scan over these different charts, the areas that you might have interest in, the various sectors in the market, the individual stocks that you might have interest in. And boy, I'll tell you what, you will learn in 30 minutes what the average person takes a month to recap and discover on their own. In 30 or 40 minutes of sitting down and looking at the Best Stocks Now newsletter, you will really get a grasp. You'll really understand and get a full appreciation as to what is going on in the market, not only the week that it comes out, but what to look forward to in the week that's coming. And so, as you can tell, I'm a big fan of the Best Stocks Now newsletter, and I'm going to tell you how to get it. It's very, very simple to get the Best Stocks Now newsletter. If you haven't been getting it up to this point, you just go to GundersonCapital.com. And or you can call us. We'll type in all the gobbledygook for you. But you go to GundersonCapital.com. Easy to remember, Gunderson, G-U-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, GundersonCapital.com. And when you get there, it's a pretty easy website to navigate. So super simple. And I realize there are not a lot of folks that don't have computers anymore. And when we get back, I'll tell you about another way to subscribe where you don't even have to go online. But in the meantime, go to Gunderson Capital, sign up, and we'll get you the newsletter tomorrow. And it'll be fresh off the press today. This is Rob Sanford, filling in for Bill. Oh my goodness, I hear Prince in the background. We'll talk about that too in a minute. We'll be right back. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. This is Rob Sanford filling in for Bill as he prepares the newsletter to be mailed out to his faithful followers all over the world. Filling in for Bill. Normally it's Sanford and Son Friday. Stephen is out today. He's got a little personal business he's taking care of, getting ready to move. Has anybody ever moved before? I think everybody in America likes to move about every 20 months or so. It's a phenomenon here in the United States that we move so much, whether it's across town or across the country or from state to state. Well, there's really no restrictions in the United States to how often or where or when we can move, and so people tend to do that. We like to buy a house and then profit on it, or hopefully profit on it, and then take that money and buy a bigger house, and then take that money and get more in debt, and then or go from one apartment to the next apartment, and then all of a sudden we buy too much junk and get too much stuff and need a bigger apartment, or we go get a storage unit, and we move and we move and we move. But Stephen is getting ready to go to a bigger house. You know, you recall as he had a new addition to the Gunderson clan this last year, as he and his wife Allie welcomed their daughter Gwen here to the earth, and Bill became a grandfather. They decided that with all of that baby stuff, they needed a bigger house. And I think it goes on and on, the circle of life, and congratulations to them getting their bigger house. But they're packing boxes, and they're putting all their stuff together to move on up the road. Not too far. I think their commute's going to be a little bit farther, but they're going to have fun in a new house putting that all together. You know, as we came back in from the break there, we heard Prince, and on the way out and on the way back in, we heard Prince and that bumper music coming in there. I don't know if you're a Prince fan or not. I didn't realize how big of an influence Prince has been in pop music in the last three or four decades, probably three decades anyway. And man, he's written and performed a lot of well-known great songs, even for other artists that have performed. Everybody from the Bangles to Sinead O'Connor to a whole bunch of different artists that have performed his music. And I know we have a lot of fans for Bill out and clients and listeners out in Minnesota and out in the Minneapolis area, of course, where Prince calls home. But he's one of those interesting, iconic artists that was kind of quirky, a little bit different, quite a bit different if you're just kind of looking at mainstream populace, but carved out a niche and had some great music. I mean, songs that I forgot that I liked. And it's been all Prince all the time on just about every single radio station, both coming and going. Radio, news, television, all over the place. We've heard Prince music, and you know how we operate here on the Best Stocks Now Radio Network is we set up a modem. We set up our studio here in San Diego, where we have our cameras and our microphones and our mixing console and a modem and things like that. And then our signal is sent over into Texas, somewhere out in the. I think it's Houston. I think it's somewhere around the Houston area over there. And then Ken is our engineer and the guy that kind of makes all the magic happen nationwide. And so he's the guy who talks to us on the headphones through the miracle of technology and sends that uh, sends that signal out to all of the Salem radio stations who carry the Wall Street Business Network all over the country. And so he's responsible for bringing in, well, he does a masterful job at bringing in the bumper music. That's the music that ends the segment and brings in the segment. And I didn't know, but he brought in some Prince today, and which I like. I'm a big fan of some of those cool songs, Little Red Corvette and 1999 and Purple Rain, of course. And there's a zillion others that I didn't even realize I remember. So, okay, I'll tell you what. There's a zillion stocks, too, that we can talk about. And let's get back to talking about financial things. Our condolences to Prince's, that's an apostrophe S, family and loved ones that are sure to miss him. McDonald's is up again today. Not a lot, just a little bit. But they say that McDonald's is going to kind of be on a little bit of a roll over the next. And this is they, of course, researchers and analysts and folks tend to be correct about half the time and wrong about half the time. But they say that McDonald's is doing well over the last few months as a result of breakfast 24 hours, breakfast all the time. Does anybody dislike breakfast? I don't think I know of anyone who dislikes breakfast, whether it's pancakes or an Egg McMuffin or scrambled eggs or sausage and bacon. It's hard not to like breakfast, even if you're just a oatmeal person. Breakfast is certainly my favorite meal, whether you have it in the morning, the afternoon, or the evening. I love breakfast food. Sometimes I'll come home and my wife will tell the kids and I, hey, it's breakfast for dinner, and we're always excited about that because we get scrambled eggs and bacon and all that delicious stuff. Any time other than breakfast, it's always a treat. And McDonald's has kind of tapped into that. And they're not the first. They're following a model that Jack in the Box, which is a local San Diego-based company. Jack in the Box, of course, being another fast food restaurant. But Jack in the Box has had breakfast anytime for years and years and years and years and years. Their breakfast Jack and their breakfast food has always been available anytime. And, of course, then you take it down to the fast sit-down restaurants, whether that's Waffle House in the East, Denny's Nationwide, or some of the other places where you can sit down and have breakfast anytime. And it has dramatically affected the ability of McDonald's to turn dead hours into profitable hours, and as a result has affected their bottom line, which has affected their stock. And so that Egg McMuffin that you order at 3 o'clock in the afternoon or 3 o'clock in the morning affects the bottom line of McDonald's, and as a result, the stock is up. And they have more plans to expand the menu even further to make it more user-friendly, let's say, more consumer-driven, the things that people want to eat. I don't know. Would you rather, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon or at midnight, let's say, would you rather have kind of a dried-out little old McDonald's cheeseburger with a thin cookie-sized piece of meat, or would you like to have a hot, fresh Egg McMuffin? I'm going Egg McMuffin. So that's helped them. Now, on the opposite end of the spectrum, when we get away from breakfast, pancakes, bacon, and eggs, you look at a company like Caterpillar, and Caterpillar is down again just a little bit, but it's been having a hard time globally. Of course, the Caterpillar company is heavily affected by oil. It's affected by those types of industries, and so they've been struggling a little bit, and we'll talk more about that type of stock when we get back. This is Rob Sanford, filling in for Bill. You've been listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
There are
are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe." Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
That always sounds like Halloween music to me when we come back in there. I liked Prince better. This is Rob Sanford filling in for Bill Gunderson. You're listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour on the Salem Broadcasting Network. You're listening to the fill-in, the B-team for Bill as he sequesters himself in the secret bunker, preparing to send out his newsletter. You know, and I was talking in the first segment. I hope you guys that follow the show, you folks that follow the show, when you come in the middle and I start talking about something, it tends to be a little bit disheveled because I refer back to the previous segments. However, I was talking in the first segment about an easy way to get the newsletter, to sign up for the Best Stocks Now newsletter, and how Bill gives it away free to folks. And that the easiest way, of course, is going to GundersonCapital.com. And then there's a little newsletter tab. You can click on that and fill out just a couple of things. You don't have to give us any credit card information or financial gobbledygook or any kind of personal info. All we need really is your name, the city and state that you're inquiring from, and your email address, and we can send it to you, and you'll get it as quickly as tomorrow when it comes out tomorrow. So if we get it by 3 or 4 o'clock today Pacific time, this being Friday, Monday in some markets, you'll get it next week. But if we get it by 3 or 4 o'clock today, you'll get that newsletter in your email box tomorrow just by going to GundersonCapital.com. Now, maybe you're driving. Maybe you don't have a laptop or an iPad or an iPhone in front of you right now. You don't want to type in stuff with your thumbs or text it in there. You can call us, 855-611-BEST. That's easy to remember, 855-611-BEST. 2378. Is that right? I can't even remember what the actual call numbers is. It's a BEST. So that's 2378. Yeah, best. So 855-611-2378. And I don't think Claire's in the office yet, but maybe in the next 20 or 25 minutes, Claire will be here in the office, and she'll answer the phone, and you can talk to myself or Stephen, or, well, not Stephen today, or Glenn, or any one of us, and we can type in your information for you, and we can make sure that you get the newsletter tomorrow. So it's easy. Go to GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BEST, and we'll get that coming to you, and you can read the thorough thoughts of Bill Gunderson. You know, Bill has a hard time with self-promotion. I tell folks all the time, and I'm kind of the tip of the spear around here when it comes to communication with the outside world outside of Gunderson Capital, because I tend to be here when Bill is in the office working on stocks, when he's buying and selling. I'm kind of the guy that Claire will turn over the questions to. I try to set up meetings for Bill to talk to folks and do my best to answer questions for them and gather all the information to bring into the Wizard of Oz here behind the curtain for Bill to look at. And so folks ask me all the time, what is Bill like? Because, you know, you listen to a person on the radio for 4 or 5 years or 20 years, like Bill's been doing it, and or maybe you get his newsletter, you watch his app, you see him on TV, he's been on a number of television shows, everything from Megyn Kelly to CNBC to Fox Business. You see him as kind of a financial celebrity guy, and they ask me, what is Bill like? And I'll tell you what, the guy you listen to on the radio is the exact same guy that you see at a ball game, that when we go fishing together, he's the same guy walking up and down the hall. He's exactly the same guy. He is the most consistent, predictable guy you've ever seen in your life. He's the same at church. He's the same at a ball game. He's the same fishing. He's the same eating a cheeseburger. He is the same guy you hear on the radio, which is kind of good. He's authentic. He's not putting on one face or one voice or one aura for the radio audience and then being a punk the rest of the time. He's the same guy. And for those who are clients of Bill, they get to know him on a more personal level. shoot, he even gives out his cell phone number. He has folks call him at home. He talks. He loves to talk to people all day long about stocks. He gets all fired up and loves to talk about the various segments and the individual stocks and why he does what he does, kind of behind the scenes. And I'm going to read you something here that we received this last week. Just, let's see, 3 or 4 days ago, we got this. I don't know if we got it through email or fax, but we got this letter. And I'm going to read a portion of this letter. And Bill would probably kill me. I hope he's not listening from the secret bunker, because he doesn't like self-promotion. He doesn't like people, you know, blowing his horn. But somebody's got to do it, doggone it. And so so I'm going to do it without his permission. I'm going to leave the names and the city and all that stuff out of this thing. But here is a letter, an unsolicited letter. And I know this sounds cheesily set up, but it's not. And I promise you, Bill does not know I am reading this on the air. I'm telling you, I'm going to hear from it via text in about 5 minutes. All right, here's what it says. Dear Bill, thanks for your client letter summarizing your thoughts and actions for the first quarter of 2016. It has been a year since we transferred my wife's IRA to Gunderson Management. I became aware of you through your radio program, and we want you to know that we're very pleased with your management of the account, which is in your conservative Premier Growth portfolio. The market has not been favorable during this period, but your actions and weekly communications have been spot on. I am a believer in the long term for an IRA account. In managing her account as well as my own in the past, I learned you can't guess when to be in or out of the market, as it's easy to make wrong decisions. Boy, we need this guy to write commercials for us, huh? Right? He goes on to say, from your years of experience, you seem to have an innate ability to find the best stocks now to hold. Above all, your weekly newsletter lets your clients know the layers behind your actions. No account manager that I know of comes anywhere close to your thoroughness and frequency of communications. Boy, I'll tell you what. That's close quote, by the way. I'm going to read the last line of the letter here. He says, we just want you to know that we are very pleased with all of your efforts and analysis that you give to your capital management for your clients. I tell you what, if we had solicited from our best client a letter of endorsement like that, and of course, you know, we certainly have to put out all of the disclaimers that past performance doesn't indicate future, blah, 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 all that stuff, you know. But I'll tell you what, for a relatively new client to sit down on their own and write a letter like that, recapping their experience of the first year with Bill and having Bill manage their account, that says a heck of a lot right there. That's pretty doggone impressive. And to realize and understand how incredibly difficult the first quarter of 2016, especially January, how incredibly difficult the market has been during the last year, and yet appreciate the thoroughness and the information and the time and the effort and the communication and the detail that Bill has put into managing these folks' account. I'll tell you what, if you've got your IRA or your 401k or your brokerage account with one of these monstrous mega big box computer warehouse type firms, you know, the types that you see on the tops of the names that you see on the tops of skyscrapers in big cities all over America. Well, I mean, let me tell you, somebody's paying for those skyscrapers and those giant 20-foot letters. If you've got your account in one of those firms where you're just a number, or maybe they don't have a clue who you are or where you live, and you're just one of zillions and zillions of accounts, and the account managers turn over as quickly as the employees in a McDonald's, you would do well, I think, in my opinion, you would do well to shake hands with Bill, to get to know him on more of a personal level. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you'll have him manage all of your investments, maybe just one of your IRAs, or maybe just a brokerage account, or maybe just some cash that's sitting in a CD or someplace that you'd like have managed by someone who's professional. Bill is the type of guy who you can pick up the phone and talk to, and he'll know your name. He'll know your name. He'll say, "Hey, good to hear from you. Love to visit with you. Let's sit down and talk about how we can help you personally." So if you want to do that, send me an email and I'll set up an appointment with you and I'll tell you how to do that. This is Rob Sanford at Gunderson Capital Management for the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back. Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from evaluation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Appleby. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. This is Rob Sanford filling in for Bill. Typically on Fridays, it's Sanford and Son Friday with Rob and Steven. Steven is out today. And so I am your host filling in for Bill. I am officially the B team. The guy who is the pinch hitter, the guy that is called in to hit when the superstar has another commitment or is taking a day to do something else, and he's working on his newsletter. I told everyone that that they could call in and subscribe, and I think I just heard some noise down the hall, so probably at this time someone is down in the office. If not, you can email me personally, rob@gundersoncapital.com, and I'll make sure that you get the newsletter tomorrow. Or you can call Claire at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. I think she's in the office or somebody is over there, and they'll answer the phone. If not, we'll call you right back. And lastly, you can just go to gundersoncapital.com and subscribe to the newsletter. And if you would like, as I was talking about in the last segment, if you would like Bill to take a look at your individual portfolio, so maybe you can write a letter like that in a few months that we talked about, you can give me a call, and I'll set up an appointment via phone for you guys to talk, for you and Bill to visit on the phone. He'll probably want to see a recap statement of what you currently have. Now, obviously, if it's in cash or parked in cash right now, it's not gonna be anything to discuss there. It's just gonna be what he would do for you going forward. But if you do have positions, and if you are with one of these great big firms that don't know your name and would like to maybe get an analysis done, Bill loves that. He loves to sit down with folks. He's on the phone, or you can come in the office and sit down with us. But certainly, if you're in other parts of the country, fax over or email over or scan and email over a copy of your statement and what positions that you have or what's in your IRA or what's in your 401k, what your, and I'm putting up air quotes now, what your money manager has allocated you into, and he loves to break it down stock by stock and segment by segment and sector by sector, and he loves to visit with folks and say, okay, now look, you've got this, and that's great, but this down here is killing you. And so he likes to cut out the cancer. He likes to stay away from that dirty green water. He likes to make sure that he's in the clear blue water that holds the fish. You know, he's always using his fishing analogies. I'll tell you what, Bill loves to fish. We kind of grew up fishing in the same area and the same type of fishing. And he compares his stock picking and his fishing for great opportunities in the market just like fishing. And it's a great, great analogy because fishermen fish in a very small portion of whatever body of water that they are on at the time. It's a vast ocean, and the fish are only in a small part of it. You go to a big lake, and everybody's gathered around one point, or everybody's gathered around one cove or one area. Well, that's usually where the fish are. And Bill likes to find where the fish are biting in the stock market and make sure that he's in the productive areas of the water out there in the market, and not just cast a net or cast a line across the entire market. Because doggone it, then half your investments are going to get skunked while you're catching them on the other side of the boat. Well, shoot, let's fish on the, you know, as the scriptures tell us, you know, throw your net on the other side of the boat, and it'll be so full that you can't even pick it up. So there's opportunity in every market. There really is. There's opportunity to be had in every market, regardless of what the whole giant ocean of stocks is doing. There's always some place to fish that you're going to get a bite. And doggone it, Bill's pretty good at finding those spots. He really is. And he's good at teaching folks. You know, my wife is a teacher. And she's an elementary school teacher. Now, she taught for a number of years in the classroom in school. But now that our kids are so unbelievably busy that we can't hardly see straight, whether that's through church activities or scouts or Little League or high school baseball or orchestra or band, we're going 1,000 different directions. So now she does private tutoring, and she sits at home, and she tutors kids that want one-on-one instruction. And their parents bring them, drop them off at our house after school, and she does private tutoring. And doggone it, she's good at it. I overhear her sometimes teaching, and the kids love it, and she's got a waiting list a mile long of folks. She's a good teacher. You know, there's bad teachers and there's good teachers. Well, she is excellent at teaching kids. Well, Bill is excellent at teaching folks about financial matters. He's good at teaching folks about financial investments and where to invest and how to invest and why to invest and how to make your money grow. Just as my wife can explain sentence structure to a kid learning English, or how she can explain math to a kid learning how to divide with long division, Bill can explain the stock market. And he can say, here's why you want to do what you're doing, and or what I recommend you're doing. This is why. And he kind of parts the curtain and shows it. I teach baseball, either on the high school level or on the Little League level, and I am pretty good at teaching baseball. I like to teach other things, home security and personal defense and things like that. You can see what I do at 360sheepdog.com if you want to see that kind of stuff. But Bill at GundersonCapital.com, he is the guy that can teach you how to properly manage your money. And if you're not getting his newsletter, if you're not having a conversation with him on a regular basis, I think you're missing the boat. And I just think you're a knucklehead if you don't get the free newsletter. And I'm just being straight up here. Go to GundersonCapital.com, click on the newsletter tab, and sign up to see what he has to say. I think it will be worth the effort. It really will. And if you need some personal advice, call us at 855-611-BEST or email me, rob@GundersonCapital.com. This is Rob Sanford filling in for Bill. You've been listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.